This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Preparations were made to strike Iran late Thursday after the shootdown of a U.S. drone, but approval for those attacks were abruptly withdrawn. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that limited strikes on Iran were recommended by the Pentagon among the options for retaliation and would have included targeting radar and missile batteries. But approval was quickly withdrawn. No shots fired, no missiles launched. The New York Times has reported that President Trump had approved limited strikes and then called them off. But the White House has declined comment on whether President Trump changed his mind. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP Sagar Magani explains what led to all of this.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been, as the president initially described it, a mistake, telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was in fact in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump predicted Thursday that Congress will eventually approve the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that 2020 election year politics could stall its passage. Some Democrats in the House of Representatives have balked at immediate ratification of the treaty to replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement because of drug pricing issues and U.S. labor union concerns about the degree to which Mexico will enforce better conditions and higher wages for workers in the country. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen said Friday it had struck targets around the port city of Hodeidah belonging to the Iran-aligned Houthi. The coalition strike came after the Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. Coalition said in a statement carried by the Saudi state media that its targets included booby trap boats the Houthis had prepared for terrorist acts and to threaten international shipping. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi said Thursday that the forcible displacement of more than 70 million people worldwide is a collective failure of the international community, and called for more global solidarity to resolve it. The UN Refugee Agency said this week that 70.8 million people were either forced to flee their homes last year or displaced within their countries due to conflict, violence, human rights abuses, or persecution. That's 2.3 million more than in 2017. About 25 million of them are classified as refugees under UNHCR's mandate. The rest are internally displaced or asylum seekers. And this all comes with new revelations about how many elderly refugees are treated or how badly they're treated. We get more from Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA.
Tens of thousands of elderly refugees living in camps in and around Myanmar are being failed by a humanitarian response that is not taking account of their needs, according to Amnesty International. The group's report is based on interviews with hundreds of refugees living in camps in Bangladesh. The crisis began 3 years ago as clashes erupted between ethnic militia and the Myanmar military, forcing millions of Muslim Rohingya people to flee their villages in the northeastern Rakhine state.
That's Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. Last week, the Office of Special Counsel, little-known government watchdog, declared that Kellyanne Conway, a repeat offender of the federal Hatch Act, and recommended that President Trump fire her. Conway had used her purchase presidential counselor to go after Democratic candidates in media interviews. It's a clear violation of the law. It prohibits government employees from engaging in political activity at work. This was the special counsel's second call for disciplinary action against Conway, but President Trump stood by his longtime advisor. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks, and expressed the hope the relevant party will meet halfway with Pyongyang, according to Chinese state media. Kim's comments came during Chinese President Xi's visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening the ties between the allies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors. So relax and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting off today from South Sudan, and that is My World by Asif featuring Natty. And right after that, Heiba, the sound of DXD, Dawuni, Extraordinary Dawuni featuring Praise, and they're from Ghana. And Dino Day is a song by LXG from Sierra Leone. But My World is coming up right now, Asif featuring Natty of South Sudan.
Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh. But this is my world. Whoa, oh, oh. But this is my world. Yeah. Been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh. But this is my world.
That's my world there.
Cause this is my
living,
world.
Eating, spilling in the jungle music right there. Yeah.
I'm known for rocking every show, rocking every flow, right from the get-go. Mayweather fitness, Mike Tyson blows, keep it fresh all day. Black and gold, toe-to-toe, blow for blow. Gibberlicious flow like inventing my own sect. Couple of hood niggas call them alternate species. See me in the streets, I rave on my head wild. Mad tactics like back in the day when I learned to levitate. Then falling attacks on tracks with no space, and my world finally reckons. From the ground to the sky, use this rap craft to fly. Became a habit, so I no longer try. I've been around the world, seen around the world, and I live around the world. Cause I've
been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my world.
Full of mountains and hills, beautiful people, my old name changed to a new one, my old game faded, I'm now bow-faced. My world is full of mountains and hills cause I'm stone age, always swimming with sharks cause we on the same page. Like, yo, check me out, yo, yo, check me out, I got the man shoe top top with the hat, I got the man shirt corporately chasing the guap, mad face, it's my mug face, pelly pelly jeans, super black tees, and my woman black knees. Bring the heat like King James on a hot day and still going deep, she and Lupita Siamese, but when I'm in Juba, I'm at ease cause I've
been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different places, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my world. Hey, hey, cause this is my world.
Some years till I seen the distant horizon. Started from the bottom, now I'm on the skyline encircled. Made my way up with power, wasn't easy hanging out with uttermost MCs. Now shining with stars and hanging on the moon is how I live. Dreams with no seeds. My world is as big as I make it. Battle cordons around me, now I cradle my wings on the breeze. I flow electric, synthetic black, and see my world is the ish right here, bringing hip-hop back.
with a life-saving kiss, cause it reeks overseas like a pissed-off amphibian. That's it, cause my world,
is been
beautiful.
Around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different places, different reasons to be alive. More, but this is my world. Hey, hey, cause this is my world.
The African beat on the Voice of America. My guest later on the show today is John De Morris of Runway Liberia. So stay tuned for that.
DXD. Eba, Eba, Eba. Girl, you come here to dance, Eba. Move your back from the wall, Eba. Everything nice, so we say Eba. Eba, Eba, Eba. Girl, you come here to dance, Eba. To move your back from the wall, Eba. Everything nice, so we say Eba. Eba, Eba. See the drum, Eva. When the girls come around, Eva. Everything's set, so we say, Eva. Girl, you're dangerous and you're serious. Your booty is so valid. I'm notorious, so I'm curious. Me and you, we can go by road. Girl, I say, give me that vampire. Make you strike like a thunder. All of the boys just to feel you die. On the floor, girl, whine and go so high. Everything get naughty. It's helter skelter in the party. Every girl to a man make a flaunty. Come one, come two, everybody just roll on the floor. Eba, Eba, Eba. Girl, you come here to dance, Eba. Move your back from the wall, Eba. Everything nice, so we say Eba. Eba, Eba, Eba. Girl, you come here to dance, Eba. So move your back from the wall, Eba. Everything nice, so we say Eba. Eba, Eba, Eba. See that girl over there, Eba. Throw your cups in there, Eba. Me, I know they drink, but I booze, Eba. Eba, Eba, Eba. We, they make the party, they jump, Eba. When the girls come around, Eba. Everything set, so we say Eba.
Another one for the road, oh.
Eba.
She want my love like a loto,
loto.
The way she wiggle, oh no,
oh no.
My body, they tell me don't go.
Eba.
My baby move like go slow,
go slow.
From the party to the condo,
condo.
She wanna ride me like a moto,
moto, moto.
Zoom, zoom like a moto.
Baby, your body is such my life.
Hey,
my life. Baby, I don't mind to touch one time.
Eba, Eba, Eba.
Eba.
Girl, you come here to dance, Eba.
Eba.
Move your back from the wall, Eba.
Eba.
Everything nice, so we say Eba. Eba, Eba, Eba. Girl, you come here to dance, Eva. So move your back from the wall, Eva. Everything nice, so we say Eva. Eva, Eva, Eva. See that girl over there, Eva. Throw your cups in there, Eva. Me, I know they drink, but I booze, Eva. Eva, Eva, Eva. We, they make the party, they jump, Eva. When the girls come around, Eva. Everything set, so we say Eva. Everything is alright, Eva. Party people, are you ready,
Eva?
We'll go party all night,
Eva.
Everybody and a girl, this steady,
Eva.
Hey, one logo, 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 logo line. Bump at the bump when we there for the party. Obo, lobo, obo, lobo, wine. Omo, lobo, omo, lobo, omo, lobo. Eva, Eva, Eva. Girl, you come here to dance, Eva. Move your back from the wall, Eva. Everything nice, so we say Eva. Eva, Eva, Eva. Girl, you come here to dance, Eva. So move your back from the wall, Eva. Everything nice, so we say Eva. Eva, Eva, Eva. See that girl over there, Eva. Throw your cups in there, Eva. Me, I know they drink, but I booze, Eva. Eva, Eva, Eva. We, they make the party, they jump, Eva. When the girls come around, Eva. Everything set, so we say Eva.
First sing song. DXD on the sing song. Anyway, I go, it's a hit song.
I walk on the beat.
First sing song. DXD on the sing song. Anyway, I go, it's a hit song.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Sunjo, jo, 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 jo,
dance. I like you number one, you get down.
From Sierra Leone, and right before that, Hey Ba, DXD featuring Praise from Ghana, and My World by Asif featuring Nadi from South Sudan. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. I'll be right back with more music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love The African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. Are you just joining me on the great show today? Then let's enjoy and let's have a good time. But my next song here is from Kubazi of Liberia, and it's titled Shut Up. If you don't know anything about me, shut up. If you don't know my story, shut up. That is the sound of Kubazi. And right after that, Agolo, all-time favorite by the legendary Angelic Kidjo from Benin. And Badalisha by Dr. Josie Chameleon from Uganda. All that coming up right now, but first, Shut Up, the sound of Kubazi from Liberia.
You know people talk like they know you, and they don't even know you. Still not shy, drop the beat. They would never know you when you're nobody. They would never hurt you when you need anybody. You don't know what I've been. Don't know my story.
Don't know
who oh, shut up. Don't know my story.
Don't know nothing.
Please
about
shut
me.
Up. Don't know my story.
Don't know who oh, my story.
Shut up. Don't know if you don't know.
Don't know nothing about
shut
me.
Shut up. What kind of love is this? Everybody got something to say. They don't want to help, but they want to criticize you. But me, I know my time has come. I would do anything, cause I work. I would walk from the morning to the night, cause I work for it.
I work for it.
I would chill every day, I sweat for it.
Oh,
shut up,
don't know my story.
Oh,
shut up, don't know my story. Shut up, don't know my story. Galoniveza na suberale anila naga gufeya begi ama mama o ekea ekea la sapato konio. What we've been through every day,
every day, every day.
Do you know what we go through? You want to
talk?
Oh, shut up, baby, don't know my story. Oh, shut up, baby, don't know my story. Don't know my story.
Don't know nothing.
Shut up. Don't know my story. Never change, you know. They will always say
shut up,
but we not stop us. We still keep doing what we love. R.I.P.Q.B. Just know that queen I love you, bro. Shut up.
Runway Liberia's Jonda Morris is going to be my guest on the African Beat, so don't go away if you want to know more about what is happening on that great event.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
Simbiling, biling, bong, bong, banam, bong.
Josie Chameleon of Uganda, Badalicia, and right before that, Agolo by Angelic Kijo of Benin, and Shut Up by Kobazi of Liberia. I'll be right back. Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
I'm
ICT Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome again to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And today we're going to be talking about Runway Liberia. What is Runway Liberia? Runway Liberia Showcase is a multifaceted international fashion showcase that brings top Liberian designers alongside top international designers from all over the world under one roof. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today on the African Beat. And my guest on the show today is the ever-loving, ever-popular, ever-hardworking Jonda Morris. Welcome to the African Beat, Jonda.
I am excited to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, Jonda, you know, I just gave a brief description of this program. So expand on it a little bit.
Okay, so this event, it's a platform that was created in order to help African designers and bring them all under one roof with designers from around the world to create a business platform that we could market our products to each other and independent designers coming from different parts of the world. You know, when it comes to fashion, you know, you have to create a market. And a lot of the things that a lot of African designers are struggling with is that they're struggling with how do they get their products outside of their market. So this is a platform that helps them to be able to take their products outside, meeting other designers, you know, interacting with them. They can kind of feed off of their market and then hopefully build their platform in order to, you know, to build their brands and businesses.
I know fashion design is a huge market around the world, but what are the requirements that people need to get into Runway Liberia?
Well, we take a look at what their collection looks like, because you know we're not just looking for just everyday, you know, designers. We want designers that can really bring out trends, you know, new trends that are coming out of Africa. We want to be able to, you know, we because Africa has so many amazing talents on the continent. And what we're trying to showcase is those unique ones that can come up with trends that people have never, ever seen before. And we want to say, hey, listen, we're able to compete with any other brand around the world.
I see that it is not just happening here in the United States, all right?
Yes.
And this is your fifth year.
Yes.
5 years you've been doing Runway Liberia.
Yes.
And it has been taken also to other parts of the continent in Africa.
Yes.
So let's go there a little bit.
Well, the goal of the brand, and it falls under the Runway International Shows. The goal of the brand is to be able to take it into different parts of Africa, especially, and that way we're introducing and we're opening pathway for those designers to be able to hopefully come to the U.S. to showcase their brand after they have showcased in other African countries. You know, we did Ghana. We're hopefully going to be doing Nigeria. We're just working on Sierra Leone.
Well, you don't need to be working on it. You have to do it there.
You know, it is going to happen. It is going to happen. You know, I told them, I said, we have to wait until this is over, then we'll dive into Sierra Leone. But hopefully, Sierra Leone will be December of this year.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And today we're talking Runway Liberia on this great show today. But we'll be bringing you some beautiful music. So I don't want you to go away. Stay where you are, because when I come back, Jonda will be telling us about the program that is ahead right now, the Runway Liberia event that is coming up. So stay tuned and don't go away.
Shaking that to my head, that to my head. Shaking that to my head, that to my head. Shaking that to my head.
like how you moving. Like you don't know, say that your body's so tempting. Give me some more. I like the way you wind. Never seen your type before. Yeah. And I like the way you move. Give me some more. So baby, get dancing for me. I like how you shaking on me. Yeah. So come make us pretty money. I like how you whining on me. Yeah. So baby, get dancing for me. I like how you shaking on me. Yeah. So come make us pretty money. Pretty money. Pretty money. Yeah. I see some sexy girls tonight. I wanna try. Wanna try. Cause the way they move, they hit to know the lie. Know the lie. Yeah, lady mama. I like the way they whine on me. Yeah, lady mama. And it's you where you did do. Yeah, lady mama. I like the way your body move. Yeah, lady mama. And I like how you just shake. Shaking that to my, yeah. That to my. You're doing it right. I like how the way you been moving your waist down. So you move to the left, move to the right. Shaking that booty, girl, doing it right. Loving the way how you moving your waist down.
Beautiful piece there. Well, welcome back. If you're just joining us, I want to say welcome. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. So, Jonda, we have Runway Liberia coming up here in the US of A on June the 22nd?
June the 22nd.
June the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. So, tell us about it. Where is this event taking place and what should people be expecting?
Oh, wow. The event is going to be at our home location, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Baltimore War, Historic Baltimore War Memorial Building. And what to expect, you know, this year, our theme for this year is luxury fashion tourism. So we are taking it.
Luxury fashion tourism.
Tourism, yes. Because, you know, with fashion, it cuts across borders. So because of this, we are trying to get these designers to think outside the box and come up with things that literally promotes their countries. And you know, this year we have a great lineup of designers that are showcasing.
And you know, when you say promote their countries, I think I was just going to ask that, are the designers just from Liberia
or across the continent? They are from across the continent and internationally too. We have a designer from Bolivia. Mm. We have a designer from Sierra Leone, Aaron L. Authentic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go Sierra Leone.
We have a designer from Ethiopia. We have a designer from Ghana. And we have designers from the U.S. We have a major brand. And this year, because it's our fifth year, we wanted to do something that's a bit different.
Who is coming from Liberia this time?
We have the official designer. And, you know, we actually have other Liberian designers, but we also have the official designer to the president of Liberia, Monsieur Couture, one of the biggest designers, a number one designer from Liberia right now.
I know. And she owes me a suit, you know.
Oh, I will make sure that she gets you that suit.
Oh, she's going to be listening to this because she owes me a suit. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Yes, the African Beat on the Voice of America. We're talking Runway Liberia. And you want to see the best designers from Africa and from across the world, you get to make it a date. Come on now, it's on the 22nd and it is Runway Liberia. But, you know, people want to ask, how can they come over there? You know, it's Baltimore and yes. You know, we're down here in the DMV and you have to drive like an hour plus to get over there. So what are the arrangements that are being made for people that want to come from out of state and all this?
Well, you know, people that are coming from out of state, because they believe in the project, people are coming, you know, to support. You know, we're open to, because, you know, everything can happen in D.C. Because, you know, we've kind of partnered with, you know, the city of Baltimore. So we, you know, that's our home, you know, for 5 years. This is our, hopefully our last year there, and we can bring it into here. But, you know, we're calling on people. You know, if you love fashion and you want to support fashion and you want to support independent designers, this is the place to be this weekend. But one of the things that I wanted to also say, David, and I started to say, this year we you know, fashion, the average woman, and what I tell people, is not a size 2. So this year we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we partnered with a number one plus size brand in the U.S., Ashley Stewart. And we're going to be showcasing plus size for the first time at Runway Liberia this year. So that is, you know, that is definitely amazing for, you know, to me being a plus size woman. You know, that definitely, because, you know, like I said, especially for Africa, we come in all shapes, all sizes, you know, and that and we're all beautiful, and we want to be able to showcase that.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
A good belly dancer. The way you wine, girl, you look so romantic. Like the way how you bake it. The way how you wine, girl, you got me confessing. Oh yeah, yeah. Wait to be your name. You driving me insane. And the way you the wine, girl, you mash up my mind. Say I'm on you tonight. I'm loving the way how you doing it right. Yeah, yeah. None of them but they went past you. Slow it down, yeah, slow motion. And I like the way they went past me. You know, say now you be the winner. Yeah. Wait to be your name. You driving me insane. And the way you the one, girl, you mash up my mind. Your name is Satu, or maybe your name is Fatu, or now your name is Khadija. Tell me, Omega, ask you, Padiba.
Okay, very quickly before I let you go, I know you are a very busy person, but I just want to say thank you for taking your time out to be here on the show. Yeah. Is there an age limit to the designers? Because sometimes, you know, you do the shows and some young kid will be able to do something that will look unique. And do you have space for them?
You know what? Every year we look for, we have, we had a model that modeled at Runway Liberia, and she actually passed away. And she's modeled for us for 3 years. Before she died, you know, she was living her dream as being a model. And she had been featured in major magazines, on TV, CNN, all of that. And in tribute to her, we decided to launch, when she passed away, the Rising Star Award. So we look every year for a designer, a young designer that is coming up, and we gave them the platform to be able to showcase the runway. So those are opportunities that we're always looking for. What's new, who's trending out there, who's doing something that we can give a platform to, for them to be able to build, you know, open their brain up and open their mind.
Well, I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing to look for these talents and give them the platform. And so finally, Jonda, what is your role in all of this Runway Liberia? Because come on, Jonda, you are everywhere and So what is your role in this?
You know, I'm a very modest person. And
I know you don't like to talk about what you do, but this time you're going to tell me and these listeners, what is your role in this?
I am the founder and CEO of Runway Liberia, the Runway International
goodness.
Brand.
Really?
But you know what? One thing that I say is I don't take my successes by myself because I do have an amazing team. That
and you don't even talk about it. You behave as if you're just one of the regular staff.
You know, I find something to say. I continue to stay humble. You know, that's what keeps me going. And you know, I stay behind the scene. But, you know, kudos to my amazing team, because without them, this could not happen. And they are the ones that continue to push me. They continue to make sure that things are going right. And even with my trip to Africa, they were on top of it, making sure that we were ready for this production this weekend.
All right. Well, one more time, I just want to say a very big thank you and every success for the fifth year of Runway Liberia taking place in Baltimore. What's the address again?
It is 101 North Gay Street, Baltimore, Maryland, and it's right across from the City Hall.
Right across from the 101 North Gay Street, Baltimore,
Maryland. Yes.
All right. So you got to be there. And what time is the kicking off?
From 4 to 5 o'clock, we have red carpet. And we're calling on everybody because we want to see everybody special. We want people to come on the red carpet, take pictures. And we're starting early. It's not African time.
Okay.
We're starting early, and we plan on being out of there early. So
right.
a two and a half hour show max, we're going to be out of there.
We're going to be out of there. All right. Well, I just want to say a very big thank you. And looking forward to being a part of Runway Liberia this year.
And I want to say thank you so much to you, David, for having me. I truly appreciate it. Thanks for always supporting.
You're so welcome. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. So let's get back to our music world. Remember, we bring you music from across the globe, across the continent, and we showcase our African music stars and bring you their music. So stay close. I am David Vandy, and thanks to my guest, John DeMorris of Runway Liberia.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Say a conto, a conto, conto.
Angelina, do me a beautiful. Now you don't beautiful. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Now we're Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto, Ale Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto.
Bet you tell me no, no, no. Make we go my bungalow. Then we do re mi fa so. Baby, oh, I go love you. Make you no worry. Baby, oh, if I give you belle, now me my gas.
So, baby, give me that. Bum, bum. Give me that. Bum, bum. Baby, give me that. Give me that. Bum, 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 bum. Give me that. Give me that. Bum, 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 bum. Give me that. Bum, bum. Give me that. Bum, bum. Baby, give me that. Give me that. Bum, 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 bum. Give me that. Give me that. Bum, 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 bum. Angelina, do me.
Music show African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America.
Hello, hello everybody. My name's Gwendolyn Fungu, all the way from Cameroon. I'm just so excited to be here. You on African Beats on Voice of America with David Fandy. Hey, what you doing? You should be listening to this show. All right?
All right.
Mama, she become.
She be calling me Casanova.